This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you, America. It is the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Coming up this hour, we're going to be visiting with Crystal Wright. Crystal is the editor and publisher of the popular blog Conservative Black. Let me see. What am I doing here? Oh, gosh. All of a sudden, my computer is like having a mind of its own. I think it's having
fun with live radio.
Yes, that's what it is. It is a popular blog conservative black chick, so it's going to be rather interesting. She's talking about the con job, how Democrats gave us crime, sanctuary cities, abortion profiteering, and racial division. Yes, it was the Democrats, believe it or not. And then Bob Olszewski from Focus on the Family will be chiming in. We're going to take a look at two movies, The Fifth Wave and Caged No More. Well, Scott and Shane, did you get enough football last night or not?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. Scott and I talked about it, actually, when we came in this morning, and we had two different experiences.
Well, it was two different games. I mean, let's face it. I mean, yeah. Right. But I got to tell you one thing that was consistent in all cases. Can you tell there's a lot of money on the line? These guys are hitting so hard. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting bruised just watching it, you know?
Right.
I was going, whoa, wow.
That's the funny part is because right now they're actually playing more for pride than anything because their normal paychecks are way higher than what they get paid in the postseason. So, right. I mean, some of these guys get paid $1 million a game, and in the postseason they're only getting like $25,000.
Right.
Yes.
So.
Right.
So, yeah, so you're seeing the love of the game out there right now, that's for sure, definitely.
Yeah. Well, no doubt about it, in the first game with the Broncos and Patriots, I mean, you come down to the last two plays, and Brady's got the ball in his hands, and you're still nervous for Denver, right?
Yeah, definitely. How good is Gronkowski? I mean, phenomenal. Yeah. That guy's unstoppable.
Yes, exactly.
And like you said, even with when Tom Brady had the ball, I never felt like they were out of it, and it went right down to the last play. If they would have had they missed an extra point earlier in the game, and if they wouldn't have done that, it would have been a tie game at the end there.
Exactly.
So the first game was a phenomenal game. The second game was, I mean, if you're a Panther fan, obviously, it's a great game, and you thought it was a lot of fun. But as a person that doesn't really have a rooting interest either way, it was a pretty horrible game.
Well, 17-0 in the first quarter, right? Something like that?
Yep, 17-0 in the first quarter, 24-7.
I mean, Carson Palmer couldn't figure it out, and I kept thinking, I know he's better than this, and he's probably thinking the same thing. His coach is thinking the same thing. Couple of tough breaks, couple tough calls, I thought, you know, but it was just at every turn they had a chance to, you know, do something, and, you know, interceptions, you know, giving the ball away. There's no way at this level. You know, when you're in the playoffs like that and giving the ball away, I think Terry Bradshaw says as a quarterback in the playoffs, that's not playoff quarterback material.
Well, he threw four interceptions, and like I told Shane this morning when I talked to him, I'm sure every Bengal fan out there was looking at Carson Palmer and nodding their head knowingly because this is the same guy.
That's what they saw.
This is exactly what they saw when he was with Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's and it's crazy making because there's times you can do that, like in any kind of sports contest, you can take your risk, but you want to do it in such a way to where the odds are in your favor. But in this particular case, he's trying to come back and he's hoping for a miracle on every play. It just doesn't happen.
Well, not against a good defense, and
no.
Carolina has a good defense. So
okay, so what's your thought? I mean, talk about defense. I mean, Denver, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just going to be it's going to be a game for the ages, I think, between Denver and Cam Newton and the Panthers. I mean, gosh, you can't wait for it.
Yeah, it should be good. I think Carolina was 3.5-point favorites coming out of the bat, but that will fluctuate over the next couple weeks.
Well, we'll see how that plays out. But, hey, you know, put your money where your mouth is and wear your jerseys in pride and get ready for Super Bowl 50. Going to be played in California. So should be a lot of fun. So look forward to that. So thank you, guys. Appreciate you chiming in. It's just about 4 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. We are live, so chime in. Let us know your thoughts at hashtag BMartinezLive.com. Crystal Wright is with us. She's the editor-publisher of the popular blog Conservative Black Chick. Triple minority. She's a woman, black, and a conservative. You can imagine that. That's like, you know, people say to me, Crystal, you know, as a conservative Hispanic, they say that's a bit of an oxymoron. And these days, you know, they probably say the same thing, you know, about you. I mean, being a woman, black, and a conservative, is how do you glue those points together, right?
Well, because apparently I didn't get the black memo that said because of the color of my skin, I was supposed to stay in the black Democrat box.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
stay
it.
In that box. I mean, it's just, it's an affront. It's offensive.
Right.
When is
yeah,
the last
exactly.
time that you went up to a white person and said, how come you're not a Republican? Or, you know, I mean,
right.
it's ridiculous. Or how come you're not, I don't know, how come you like to eat certain food? You know, you're
right.
white. You're supposed to eat a certain way, pray a certain way, and vote a certain way. Come on. It's ridiculous. But for us poor little black people, we can't think for ourselves. We have to be told by the Democrats how we should live our lives. And,
yeah.
you know, we can't be anything without the long arm of government, which is what I talk about in my new book, Con Job, How Democrats Gave Us Crime, Sanctuary Cities, Abortion Profiteering, and Racial Division. You can get it at Amazon.
Yeah.
Among
and Crystal, you know, and people ask, you know, the motivation of the Democratic Party. Why do they do that? And why have they done that? And people don't realize that it's much more diabolical. I mean, you talk about, you remember that scene in A Few Good Men, you know, with Jack Nicholson, you can't
right,
handle
right.
the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Much of America cannot handle the truth here on this issue, right? It's much more diabolical than we realize.
Well, when I began researching, this time last year, I began writing the book, Con Job, and researching the different components of what I just outlined. And what I realized, it's really about Democrats are literally mind-raping voters, from blacks to women to all the others in between. And what in the reality is, and I talk about this at length in the book, whether you talk about crime or abortion or their support for illegal immigration, Democrats stand for everything that's corrupt and bad in society. And that's how they win their votes. And I want people to really think about that, because at the end of the day, the woman vote doesn't, I mean, votes matter to these guys, not black lives or female lives, because if the prosperity of their various constituents really mattered, why would they keep standing behind something like abortion, which
exactly.
is murder of a baby? And what I found on Planned Parenthood's website all this information, you know, I have 50 pages of footnotes here, folks. On their website, Planned Parenthood boasts that by the time that 3 out of every 10 women, by the time they turn 45, will have had an abortion in America. And they think that's something to celebrate. I want
exactly.
you guys to think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, people need to see it for what it is, and that it's greed. It is out
yep.
and out greed, Crystal. It is all for them. It's not about us. Yeah, of course, it all goes hand in hand, greed and power. I mean, that is the new economy
babies.
Of America, isn't it?
Yeah, and killing babies is all about, like you said, greed. That's example of greed number one with the Democrat Party. They support the murder of babies, infanticide. I devote two chapters to that. I talk about how Kermit Gosnell, the black abortionist doctor in Philadelphia, who thank God now is behind bars, but years too late, for over 30 years, he aborted and murdered, I should say, 16,000 babies, black babies mostly, and a lot of them he murdered alive, babies who were full term, 8 months or more, that could have lived and were alive when the women gave birth to them. They were crying,
yeah.
begging for love and attention, and he took a pair of scissors and severed their spinal cords, guys.
Yeah, basically executed them.
And he made, you know how much money, as you talk about greed? He made $1.8 million on average a year running a filthy, disgusting baby murder shop. Okay? And, guys, Planned Parenthood, according to their website for their fiscal year 2013 to 2014, made slightly over $1 billion.
And somehow
they
need our money on top of that.
40%.
Crystal, you know, you talk about the abortion of black babies. Of course, that's the majority of abortions that have taken place in America, which is all consistent with the founder of Planned Parenthood, as you know, which Nancy Pelosi has received her award and other
and
Democrats. Which is disgusting to me that we could even have that conversation, but yet there are, you know, Republican senators and congressmen of times gone by who supported anti-black issues, not to this degree, but yet oppressive anti-black issues that you can't even talk about in the halls of Congress. But Margaret Sanger's award can be, thrown about with some sort of pride in the Democratic Party. And you go, how does that coexist in America today?
This is why I wrote Con Job, to wake up particularly black women. How can you vote for somebody like Hillary Clinton or any Democrat that supports the genocide of black people? Because what I talk about in the book is really the Democrat Party, they is killing blacks from the womb to the streets. And what I mean by that is, first you start with the abortion lie. Like you said, Margaret Sanger wanted to create a pure white race. And in 1922, I talk about this in the book, she writes about how we got to get rid of the black population. We got to reduce it. And the best way to do that is through abortion. So fast forward to today, as you mentioned, 40% of all abortions are of black babies, while blacks represent a mere 13% of the population. Then when we talk about crime, I love the way Democrats and Hillary, she gives lip service to Black Lives Matter, right? But lives don't matter to Hillary and the Democrats and President and the black President Barack Obama, because if they did, why haven't they done anything about the black-on-black genocide happening in our inner cities like Chicago,
Baltimore
and
right?
D.C.?
Exactly.
The number one cause of black young men ages 15 to 34 dying in America is homicide. 93% of all black homicides are committed by other blacks. So it's not the white racist cop. Does that happen? Sure it happens, but it's an anomaly, guys. And you need to ask yourselves, why is it that last year Chicago had over 500 murders? And I didn't hear the black president talking about Obama wasn't outraged. He didn't give we need gun control. We gotta control the illegal gun problems of young black men killing each other. He doesn't seem to care about that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what we found too often here, Crystal, when people tell you that Black Lives Matter, you know, that really tells you just the opposite. Because if you have to tell me that Black Lives Matter,
right.
You're right. I mean,
they
is
don't
that
matter.
What you? Yeah, exactly. And this is what people need to wake up to in terms of what these politicians are telling us. I mean, we're looking to them to set our moral compass. Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't know. It is absolutely astounding. And I know you feel the same way. She wrote the book Con Job, How Democrats Gave Us Crime, Sanctuary Cities, Abortion Profiteering, and Racial Division. We've got more from Crystal Wright on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 14 after. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. Yes. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Martinez, live. We're back.
Black Wendy America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I tell you, America, there is a higher calling for us. There really is. I just got to be upfront with you about it. I mean, you know, that's my passion in my heart, is that you would realize your God-given potential. But if we don't know to look for it, if we're looking to all the wrong people, these elites, that what they're giving us is a con job, as Crystal Wright spells out. I mean, she's been doing her blog. She's been talking with you and many others, and she looks at the empirical evidence, and she, like me, you know, it's like the chalk going the wrong way on the chalkboard, and it's screeching so loud. It's so disturbing, Crystal, that we just want to, you know, I don't know, shake America up and say, can't you see that the trajectory that we're on in relying on people that want to, you know, destroy our families, to make sure that our dads are in jail, to make sure that we're killing the future generation. We wonder why our labor force is so anemic right now when we've absolutely destroyed the labor force over the last, 40 years? Absolutely, yeah. Decimated it.
Well, and you know, I talk about this ad nauseum in con job about how, think about it, no other race but Black Americans give nearly their entire vote to one political party, the Democrat Party, and the return on their investment is a joke. Mm. It's an absolute joke. The only way the Democrats have been able to have a stranglehold on the Black vote, think about this, guys. I want you to think about this very clearly, what I'm about to say. The only reason Democrats have a stranglehold on the Black vote since 1964 is off peddling us the worst things in America. Crime, they've kept us poor, they've kept us dumb, and they've kept us criminalized. Now, you tell me, why would you keep voting for a party that tells you you are nothing, you will be nothing unless you have the long arm of government to help you vote with a vote, you know? Oh, we know Black people can't manage to get voter IDs. We know you can't manage to follow the rules of the law. We know you can't manage to stop having babies out of wedlock to the tune of 72%. We know you're never going to be able to graduate high school and college at the rate of your white peers, on and on and on. You can't get a job, so you have to be on welfare because you're having so many babies out of wedlock. Boy, you tell me, we would all be up in arms if a political party talked that way to white Americans.
Oh, yeah,
you should find that rhetoric insulting. Yeah. Besides the fact that you look at our economic progress, Blacks, after all this, 50-plus years of voting for Democrats, and as of 2013, do you know the average white family has 12 times the wealth of the Black family?
Yeah, what does that tell you? Right there, Crystal. I mean, you know, you mentioned 1964, and this was President Johnson, Democrat and company, when this war on poverty. And since then, $22 trillion has been targeted towards the Black and the poor. And what has happened is our poverty rate was at 15%, today 15.1%, after $22 trillion. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up. I mean, are we doing something wrong here? I mean, do you feel free? This is the land of the free. Are you realizing your big dreams? Are you being hampered? Like you say, Crystal, is the long hand of government reaching out inappropriately into your lives and absolutely destroying your futures?
I mean, and think about this, guys, because people say, oh, you keep to... No, this is in the book, and I tell you one thing. When it comes to welfare, Blacks are disproportionately on welfare per capita for their representation in the U.S. population. And in D.C. and the District of Columbia, welfare recipients are paid more than twice the minimum wage. So why get a job? Why do you think there's generations of Black women... I'm not just making this up. You have generations. I talk about this in Con Job. The Washington Post did a series several years ago that I quote in the book. You have generations of women, young Black women, on welfare because they saw their moms have babies out of wedlock, and they just repeat the same bad patterns. And in the article, I quote the research that the Washington Post had done. Women are actually in the article saying, I don't want to get a job at McDonald's because it doesn't give me enough benefits.
Exactly. Right.
So that's what
we've incentivized all the wrong thing, and along the way, see, Crystal, what I sense is that people need to realize, this is Black, Hispanics, I mean, all across the board, have to realize their dream, the thing that wakes them up at 3 o'clock in the morning, is greater than a handout from the government. That
well, you're never going to get ahead. You're not going to get ahead with the handout for the government. You're going to be stuck in the housing slums, in the ghettos. Because let's face it, guys, welfare housing, is they're cesspools of crime, drugs, and hopelessness. So you think you're going to get the American dream that way? No. And we didn't even talk about illegal immigration. I talk about how it harms everybody, all American citizens, but again, disproportionately harms Black Americans, because when illegal immigration upticks at about 10%, Black unemployment rises and Black wages go down about 2.5%. And we didn't even talk about sanctuary cities, right? Sanctuary cities, like, you might not like the way Donald Trump talked about it and the words he used, but illegal immigration, when you have illegals coming over here and they live in sanctuary cities, more than 200 cities in the U.S., where largely Democrat-controlled cities like D.C., Los Angeles, New York,
San Francisco,
Philadelphia, these mayors refuse to they give sanctuary to criminals. And guess what? They murder. They murder young people like Kate Steinle, like Camille Shaw.
Exactly. Right.
Like, and I have, you know, I can tell you in the research that I found, in the 6 years leading up to 2014, 38% of the murders convicted in the state, in five states, New York, Arizona, Texas, California, and Florida, were illegal immigrants, even though illegals made up just 5.6% of the population in those five states. And that amounts to about 7,000 murders.
Wow.
I don't make this stuff up, guys.
Yeah,
this
it's hard to reject the empirical evidence, but you know, the problem is most people, Crystal, aren't given a hoot about it. You know, they're happy with the status quo until they find themselves in a situation where the long hand of government all of a sudden becomes a shorthand that they just, you know, as Margaret Thatcher says, they run out of other people's money, right?
Right, or they end up, you know, I told somebody the other day, look how much, like you just said, Bill, look how much poverty is costing us, folks. $22 trillion over the course of, since 1964. You know, so it's more expensive for us, for Democrats, to keep people poor.
Right.
Minorities, largely. Hispanics, Blacks. Think about that, guys. Your tax dollars, more expensive to keep people poor than employed.
Yeah. But they care more about getting reelected, Crystal.
Votes matter.
Than,
Black votes matter.
Votes matter. Forget about Black people. Forget about Hispanics. It's
women.
Votes matter, right?
Yep. Yeah. No. And it's just astonishing to me. I got lambasted when the book first came out, January the 11th, and I was on Fox and Friends, and I told Steve Doocy, I said, yeah, Democrats have kept Blacks poor, dumb, and criminalized. And I challenge anybody to tell me otherwise. It's the truth.
Right.
Oh, I got, you know, I was attacked. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just go on Fox News to bash my people. I go on any media program I can to wake up my people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. Why would you keep voting for? It's like, you know what? The Democrat Party has Blacks addicted to them, like drug dealers have created junkies.
Exactly. Well, again, Crystal, what I sense is that if we can possibly, I mean, and this is where, you know, I'm so disappointed in the Black leadership and the Reverend Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons of this world who are in a position of leadership to get in front and tell people to dream big dreams, to do what Martin Luther King, you know, told them that they could do and to realize, but it's for them. They sold out. They have sold their souls and it's all about them only. It's really not about the Black lives that should matter. And thank God for people like you, Crystal, that are willing to come on and give people some hope and direct them, you know, on a trajectory that will get them out of this this modern day enslavement, because that's what it comes down to. Crystal Wright, author of the book Con Job. It'll be linked on our website, available to you at Amazon.com as well. It's 28 after the top of the hour.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote.
And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Nothing like a conga line to get you all warmed up. I know a lot of our friends on the East Coast, that's what they want to be, is in a conga line, Scott and Shane. You know, dance it up, warming up the blood there. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner, Watchdog Reporter, is with us right now. Sarah, you staying warm?
I'm trying to.
What do you deal? I mean, you're there. Are you based in D.C.? Is that where you're at right now?
I am, yes.
So how's the weather? Is it frightful?
It's gotten better since Saturday, but we're still pretty snowed in.
Well, it's you know, you get to have friends over and stay warm, and you know, if you can find a conga line, that'll keep you warm as well. Well, Sarah, I want to talk to you about Hillary's emails. You've been staying on top of that, but also your latest article that came out today regarding Rick Santorum. I think that Rick Santorum's sentiment probably follows the sentiment of other would-be candidates. And that is that if something doesn't happen in a big way in Iowa, maybe it's time to move on, huh?
Exactly. And that's especially true for Rick Santorum, because in 2012, that was really the only place where he was able to mount a serious challenge to the other presidential candidates. His entire hopes were pinned on Iowa. Then it's sort of the same way now. And unfortunately, he's polling around 1%. So it's not looking super likely that he will be able to pull out the same sort of come-from-behind victory that he won in 2012. But mm-hmm. if he were going to have any kind of traction in this race, it would come from Iowa.
Well, and the competition, a lot heavier, I mean, and more defined. I mean, Ted Cruz has kind of, you know, besides Trump, have, you know, sucked up a lot of oxygen there in Iowa, haven't they?
Right, and it's really for a lot of observers, come down to a two-man contest between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Donald Trump continues to lead in some of the polls, but people are not writing off Ted Cruz because he does exactly. have very excellent organization, and he could easily pull off a victory next week.
How did Cruz get past Rubio? Because it seemed like Rubio was in there pretty solid, and then next thing you know, Cruz goes, you know, flying right by him.
Well, you know, Ted Cruz has strategically refused to attack Donald Trump throughout this campaign. That's something none of the other candidates have done. So he hasn't drawn Donald Trump's wrath until recently. And you've seen now that Donald Trump is going after Ted Cruz, Donald Trump is the only one bringing up this birtherism issue. It's not an issue really in anyone else's mind, but Donald Trump is hammering home that point. You see it starting to hurt Ted Cruz, and so it was smart of him not to draw the ire of Donald Trump till right at the end.
Now, has this, you know, kind of backbiting, you know, that's gone on in Florida and other places, you know, I saw it quite a bit in New York, and I wondered why, you know, Bush was going after Rubio the way he is. I mean, it's like, well, why are you going after Marco Rubio? It doesn't make sense to me strategically.
Well, Marco Rubio for Jeb Bush is his main opponent for this. They're fighting for the same voters, right? They're both very considered establishment candidates. They would draw their donations presumably from the same pool of Republican donors. And so it doesn't make a lot of sense for Jeb Bush to waste his resources attacking someone like Ted Cruz when they're really just fighting for separate sections of the electorate. And the question will be which section turns out for the caucuses and the primaries. If it's the more traditional voters that always vote in the caucuses and primaries, and these people who are showing up at Trump rallies don't show up to caucus, then it's unlikely Trump will have the kind of sweep that the polls are predicting right now. But if they do show up, then it's hard to see how anyone breaks Donald Trump's hold on the lead.
Exactly. Well, you know, I just am, and I understand, you know, in terms of the establishment deal, but I'm just thinking in terms of messaging, I would much rather have seen Jeb Bush put out a message, but just to slam Marco Rubio just seems to me a waste of money, even though they happen to be in the same lane, and I guess that's what it is. It's just kind of, you know, destruction derby here on the, you know, on the political freeway between those two.
Well, that's true. I mean, you would just think that any attacking of other Republicans might not be a great idea from the standpoint of, if you're looking at the good of the whole party, it's just bad to tear each other down. Mm-hmm. And you saw that at work in 2012 and 2008 when the Republican candidates emerged from the primary so bloodied that it was hard to mount serious general election campaigns. But for Jeb Bush, really his only hope of having any sort of traction in this race is to rid the primary of Marco Rubio, because Marco Rubio is denying Jeb Bush mainstream support.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to talk about Hillary's famous emails. You've been dealing with the slow drip of these emails coming out. And again, last weekend, last Friday, we've got another slow release of emails. What are you finding out now?
Well, Hillary Clinton is battling this new revelation that perhaps she had information classified above top secret on her server. That's a really big deal because that information classified at that level doesn't accidentally seep into an unclassified environment. It has to be deliberately put there. And that is something that she will not be able to avoid if the FBI investigation reveals that, in fact, she or her aides did it. Copy and paste sensitive information outside of a classified environment. That's what the Intelligence Inspector General is suggesting. Mm-hmm. And you see that this is damaging to her campaign, and the State Department playing goalie for her, as it has been throughout all these months, is now asking for an extension to delay the final release of emails until after the early state caucuses and primaries, which would help her at least seal up the nomination before the rest of this information comes out that is potentially very damaging.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. Did you happen to see that Drudge snapshot poll that they did last week? Did you happen to catch that?
Which one?
It was the one that the Drudge Report did. It was like a 2-day or 1.5-day poll that was up real quick, just to get a real quick snapshot. It was about a million voters as to who would be, who would be president. Trump was number one, probably got about 30-35% of the vote. Number two, surprisingly, was Bernie Sanders, just less than 30%. Hillary Clinton didn't even get 1%. Now, you may argue, well, that's a conservative blog. Maybe that's what it is. But, wow, that less than 1% that she would show up on that poll. And Drudge, I believe, did it purposely and strategically so that the system wouldn't necessarily be gamed. People can find ways to game it and that, but it just seems, I always say in the absence of no information, some information is valid. Not that it's anything that you want to take to the bank, but I don't think it bodes very well for one Hillary Clinton when you, even with a snapshot poll like this, you look at it and you say, wow, this is not good for her.
Right. Like you said, it's not anywhere close to scientific because you have a very specific audience that frequents the Drudge Report. But
right. It
is telling that audience even, would not even give her 1%. I mean, there's so much traffic that goes to the Drudge Report that you would think she would get at least some votes. And it's just indicative of this enthusiasm gap that she suffers from. People are not excited about her. People are not flocking to her the way that she had hoped. The excitement that she had hoped to drum up because she would be the first woman president, that's just not materializing. People aren't even really considering that. They just look at her as part of the old guard of the Democratic Party.
Well, and then, and as you say, with these emails, even the Post is saying that she cut, copy-pasted, very super, top secret material and sent it out. I mean, that just does not bode well for her, and I don't know how to defend that. Do you?
No, and it would be very difficult given that this was all done in writing. This is all down in writing for the FBI to look at this point.
Exactly. It's like one attorney friend of mine said, the one thing about about what you hear in court, that's one thing. He says, but documents are known in the legal parlance to be screaming at you. And these documents are screaming out loud. There's no doubt about it. Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner has been with us. Sarah, thank you as always. It's 19 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Bill Martinez, live.
Play tambourine with a silver jingle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
They never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I known it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're happy to be sharing it with you, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Bob Waliszewski is with us right now. Bob, of course, from Focus on the Family, and he is the Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website, PluggedIn.com. This site provides up-to-date reviews of new movie releases and information on the hottest music, television, DVD, and video games impacting popular youth culture today. Robert, gosh, what has it been since last year since we talked, huh? Happy New Year to you.
It has, and pre your Israel trip, by the way, which I'm sure was fabulous.
I got to tell you, it was my jaw is still sore because it was in perpetual awe. Everywhere you went, it was just one revelation after another. And, of course, when you're in the Holy Land, that in itself, for a man of faith such as I, was extraordinarily special.
It will forever change the way you read the scriptures, or when someone in a church reads a passage of scripture and they say something like Nazareth or Bethel, or you're like, I can picture, you know.
Say Syria, you're right there. And the Sea of Galilee, you're on the Sea of Galilee and you're going, wow, this is just incredible. But the culture itself and where they are, I mean, so much of what I saw happening in Israel, I see the parallel here in the United States in terms of accommodation, doing what, they're doing everything they can to accommodate people, cultures. To the point, Bob, I mean, my perspective, humble, with all due respect, is that it's hard to accommodate evil. And they're doing it, we're doing it, and one rather incredible visit was we went to the Masada. Of course, you know the story of the Masada. And, the guide was saying there, the feeling of the Israeli people is never again, never again. I said, you are doing it again. You're putting yourselves in a position to where one day you could potentially fall on your sword, barring, Jesus coming back and stopping. But you're right there. I mean, you know, because of the pressure of the international community and everybody else, and I think part of our own humanity to say, life matters. Let's be a respecter of life and do what we can. But it's a real challenge when you got people on the other side just saying, hey, look, I want you dead. How do you negotiate absolutely. With somebody who just wants you dead?
That's right. The rockets continue to be fired from neighbors, and they keep knocking them down. So, it would be like for me, living in Colorado, having somebody on the Wyoming border shooting missiles, trying to shoot them into my house. I mean, that's how close it is. We forget that they face these things every day.
Well, and that's the thing I was telling my family, Bob, is that, yeah, I mean, in some cases, yes, there's some distance, but in other cases, I mean, you're just talking a mere fence that's separating the two parties. And meanwhile, hey, look, if they want to take a car and run you over or come in and take a knife. In fact, when we were there, Bethlehem, we weren't allowed to go into Bethlehem. State Department had said no travel for Americans into Bethlehem. And the night we left, a Palestinian broke into a single mother's house with four children and murdered her, knifed her to death. And this stuff that happens, it's almost like a scene from Star Wars, you know, when they go into the cantina and the music's playing and everything, and then you have to shoot them up and arms getting cut off and everything, and that, you know, kind of stops the moment for a moment, and then all of a sudden the music starts up and everybody's back to business as usual. It is bizarre. It is a parallel universe that I'm thinking, well, it's not just here in Israel, but it happens in the United States as well.
Yeah,
kind of amazing. Well, but anyway, needless to say, most incredible. I was so grateful to CUFI, the organization, Christians United for Israel, and, Pastor John Hagee and his organization, who took me along with 33 pastors. That was just absolutely special. And I had to laugh, especially this one group of pastors. You know, originally from Liberia, but they say, we're not hyphenated. We're Americans. You know, we're not hyphenated. They're really cool. And it was like almost like being with the Jamaican bobsled team. I mean, they were just so cool. It was so much fun, man. I just had a great time. So needless to say, but anyway, let's talk about the fifth wave. All right.
Well, it didn't do incredibly well. Came in number six at the box office, but a little over 10 million, cost 38 million to make, so they may have a little ways to go. It's rated PG-13. It's another alien invasion movie, and the aliens are killing off inhabitants of the Earth like crazy, and they're killing them off in waves. We have a wave of an earthquake. We have the wave of a bird flu epidemic only a few people are resistant to it. And then the aliens begin taking human hosts, and you can't tell the good guys from the bad guys. Bill, there's some messages like these films typically have that you go, yeah, I like that message. You know, message of the importance of family, message of the power of hopefulness. But for a film geared toward teenagers, it had a surprising amount of adult content in it. Mm-hmm. Harsh profanities spoken by teenagers. The body count was in the billions. We saw a high percentage of that, actually. Not gory, fortunately. I'll give them credit for that, but it was a very, very high body count. We ended up giving this one a mere 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. So, again, even though it was geared for teenagers, I just didn't feel like it had that family friendliness vibe going for it.
Exactly. Are you amazed like me? I keep watching, you know, the PG-13 rating, how it moves a little bit more and more to the left. You know, that maybe what we thought should be an R rating, or I mean, start to be an R rating. I mean, it's like a PG-13. It's almost like you want a PG-13++ or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. We call it ratings creep around here, and it definitely has happened. And, you know, I just think it would be nice if you're a director and you're making a film geared for teens, that you would make it just totally inspiring and encouraging to help our teens be encouraged and inspired. They need more of that, and keep the content issues out. But, you know, I obviously see it different than Hollywood.
Well, I want to say, hey, look, why don't you bring your daughters to the studio there when you're editing and have them sit in on the editing session and let me know if you think it's worth for your own daughters to see this, or your own sons, you know, if it's some value there, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
The other movie I want to talk to you about is, you know, comes from the co-producers of God's Not Dead, Caged No More. It's a feature film that raises awareness of human trafficking, something that has been a topic of my personal concern in as much as that it just breaks my heart to see what other humans are doing to our fellow human race.
Yeah, I totally agree. The theme of the movie is near and dear my heart. I don't think there's hardly a day goes by in my prayer time where I don't ask God to help victims of sex slavery around the globe in a special way. Mm-hmm. So the message is there. But Bill, I have to be honest, even when it's from the faith community, and I want the faith community movies to succeed more than anybody. Mm-hmm. But this was not exactly one of my favorite faith-based films. Not that it doesn't do well from a family perspective. For teens on up, you'd give it a 4. You know, you'd knock it down a little bit for a mature theme and having to just deal with that issue. Mm-hmm. But it was just, somebody needed another set of eyes on the script before they went and started filming it. It's just a bit disjointed. It's not just my opinion. I went and looked at Movie Guide, for instance, Ted Baer's group.
Yes,
and,
right.
And they're saying the very same thing. You know, too bad this isn't a better made movie, because they're sounding all the right bells about sex slavery. So Kevin Sorbo's in it. Alan Powell's in it. He was in the song. I like the song. Cassidy Gifford, Kathy Lee Gifford, her mother. Mm-hmm. Gretchen Carlson has a little cameo in it.
Right.
But it's almost like they work too hard to try to make the cameos, try to put them to have a reason for the person who was in the cameo. And that,
right,
that's not why you're supposed to do cameos.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, I wish I could say I love the film, but unfortunately, it's just kind of a mediocre Christian film.
Yeah, but regardless, like you say, regardless of that, the topic of human trafficking and what is going on, and of course, you know, we got refugees coming to America. Human trafficking, you know, goes along with refugees and what's happening not only in their home country, but even when they come here to the United States, because some of the people that come here, they don't know, you know, what resources are available to them. They're counting on people who they do know. And sadly, there are people there that look at that as an opportunity to be predators on these, you know, these women, these teenagers, and utilize them and bring them into the business.
Yeah. And in this film, it actually goes the other way. It goes to the United States, to Greece, where a father, played by Kevin Sorbo, actually traffics his own two daughters because he's trying to pay off a drug debt that he has. Anyways, it's an okay film. For those who really, you know, think the theme alone is reason to go for it. You know, you will get some things out of it. I just wish it was a better movie. I am going to talk about a film that I saw over the weekend, though. It's not one that's going to be on Box Office Mojo. It was called Humpback Whales 3D. It was at the Denver Museum of Science and Natural History, and I'm looking at a list nationally. It's in a lot of states. California, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, I keep going. Mm-hmm. And it's just a documentary on the humpback whales, and I saw it yesterday with my wife. She wanted to go, totally not job-related. It was very much just a fun thing for us to do, and I was blown away by how well done that documentary was. So.
Well, that's excellent. Well, Bob, we're out of time. We'll put it on our list. Bob Olszewski from Focus on the Family. Robert, thank you so much. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you mañana right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.